Hello, I'm Gavin Hoey and welcome to the Hasselblad Studios. Today I've been invited here to have a go with the H4D Hasselblad camera and show you some great lighting setups. I'm going to start with something pretty simple, a nice, pure, clean white background. Okay, so what have we got? Well, here we have a nice studio environment and we have a huge white wall. Now, just because it's white, don't think that it's going to come out white in the photos. Let me show you why. Okay, are you ready? So as you can see, the picture looks great. It's nicely exposed on Delaney here, our model. But the background's all grey, it's all miserable and it's all dark. So to get that white background really white, we need to put a bit of light on it. Okay, so I've turned some lights on in the background. Let's see how that changes the shot. So it's definitely getting brighter, but it's still not white. It's more of a light grey, and that might be exactly the look you're after. But for today, I want a pure white background. So let's take some meter readings. So we're going to start by taking a meter reading for our subject using the key light. So let's find out what the exposure is there. I'll just push this up against the subject. Smile, it's lovely. And that's giving me a meter reading of F11. Let's see what it is on the background. Now at the moment, the background light is reading F8. So it's not as bright on the background as it is on the subject. End result, grey background. Now, it varies from studio to studio and from background to background, but what you're looking for is about a stop more light on the background than you have on your subject. So let's increase the background lights and get them a bit brighter. Bingo, bang on, F16. So we've got F16 on the background. We've got F11 on our subject. So once you've got your background set correctly, a nice little check is just to check the amount of light that's coming off the background and hitting the back of your model. If you've got too much light coming off the background, if the subject's too close, you can get spill, light hitting the back of the subject and illuminating the back of the head. So I'm going to take another meter reading just from the back of Delaney's head here to record the light that's bouncing off the background. And it's coming out at just under F11, which is ideal. We want to have the amount of light hitting the back of the subject no brighter than the key light that's illuminating him from the front. We're ready to take some pictures. Hold the headphones out. Fantastic. Just bring them up a little higher. Okay, just hold them in place. I guess I think you're listening to your iPod music. Okay. Don't look at me. Okay, so there we go. There's how you can set up a nice, simple, clean white background. Remember the secret, expose for your subject, then take a meter reading for your background and have your background slightly brighter than your subject. I'm Gavin Hoey. Thanks for watching.